This is the Redeemed Christian Church of God, More Than Conqueror Parish.
Your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is life. Oh, your word is yea and amen. Your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is life. Oh, your word is yea and amen. Your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is life. Your word is yea and amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 5. This morning the Lord began by talking to us on the topic on the Holy Ghost. And we were looking at the sub-theme, Deeper Works of the Holy Ghost. And we began by looking at living it triumphantly over the works of the flesh. And one of the things that the Lord brought our way is that any man that lives in the flesh, that such a man cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Such a man cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And so we are going to be continuing from where we stopped briefly. And I want to encourage you to get ready to pray. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. We're going to read from verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit. Once you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, one important thing, one important aspect of your life that you must focus on is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Let's say it together. Say the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Yes, we must focus on building the fruit of the Spirit. And so quickly, we are going to focus on a few of them, on the fruit of the Spirit. And my prayer this afternoon is that your joy will be full. I say your joy will be full. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pay close attention, because as the word of the Lord is coming forth, there you are receiving your miracle. I say your miracle will not pass you by. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Now, from that scripture, look at it. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit. So which spirit are we talking about? We're talking about the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, 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 love. Now, remember that love is an attribute of God. Love is an attribute of God. So for anyone to be able to have love or to be able to show love, you must know God. Now, there I'm not talking about the different kind of love that we hear all over the world, or, you know, secondary school boy and girl saying they are in love and they say they will get married, or maybe they are 12 years old. That is not love. That is not the love that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the kind of love that leads to immorality. I'm not talking about the kind of love that we hear from our youth or from, you know, from young adults. No, that's not. We're talking about love from God, the God's kind of love. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3, John chapter 3 verse 16, John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world. 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 Love, love. Then what happened after that love? Go ahead. You see, love propelled God to give his only begotten son. Go ahead. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You see, it was the love of God that qualifies you to make heaven. The love of God, it propels God to give his son Jesus. Thank you. You may take your seat. So, for God so loved the world. So, brethren, love is of God. Love is of God. And anyone that manifests true love, then such a person is from God. Now, the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. So let's look at love. Now, come with me to the book of First John. First John. Now, let's look at chapter 5. Now, let's just speak some. Let's start from chapter 4, from verse 7. First John. Yeah, go ahead.
Beloved. Let us love one another.
Okay.
For love is of God. Now look at it.
Anyone that loveth is born of God. Now let's pause. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. Read verse 22 again. Anyone that loveth is born of God. Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit
is love. Where, sir? The fruit of the Spirit is love. I want somebody else to, so that it won't be as if I'm exercising my brother here. Somebody else should read 1 Corinthians for us. 1 Corinthians, because he's going to be reading some scripture. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, talking about love, we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and the first one is love. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you're just going to read some. So please read verse 1 and verse 2 and then jump to the last verse. Some people's kind of love is like sounding brass. You know, the kind of love that love today and tomorrow kill. Sounding brass, you know, their love is they make noise with it. They broadcast it abroad. Oh, I love God. I love the church. I love the brethren. That is not the love we are talking about. Go ahead, man. Okay. You know, I have seen even so-called men of God even say that, because God told them to divorce their wife. The love of God will compel you to stay with your spouse. The love of God will compel you to stay with your wife, with your children, to love them. The love of God compel me and you to be here now. You know, the enemy could have said otherwise. Well, don't you know there is COVID-19? Why are you? What are you going to do in church? The love of God. Love is so strong. Go ahead, man. Yes. And now abided faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Thank you, man. You may sit down. Now, Brother Osi can go back to his seat. And then you are going to read some scripture. But the Bible says, but the greatest of these is charity. And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love. So that means by default, when you have the Holy Ghost resident in you, you should have love. That means if you claim the Holy Ghost is in you, but you don't have love, then I don't know the type of Holy Ghost that you have. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not the same Holy Ghost that we are talking about. So, brethren, as we continue in our race here now, you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior. You must take conscious effort to walk on the fruit of the Spirit. Don't say you just find it hard. You just hate people. Well, if that is your case, then the Holy Spirit is not in you. Because if the Holy Spirit is not the one in charge of your life, you will love. And I'm not talking about the love because I love him and I gave him this microphone. Then I'm expecting microphone. That is the kind of love we see in the church today. The kind of love that I give you this anointing oil, you give it back to me, you come and show the same. That is not love. Jesus Christ said, unbelievers, they do the same. Have you not seen two people sharing cigarettes? You see, they even at work, you see them, they give one $1. They say, you know, yesterday, you know, you took $1 and then they share cigarettes. And then you come back. That is not love. The kind of love that we are talking about is the kind of love that propelled God to give his only begotten son. Now, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, then you should have love. My prayer for you is that the love of God will radiate in you. It will radiate in your home. It will radiate in your family. It will radiate in the church of God. It will radiate all over the world in the name of Jesus. Don't worry. Sit down now for now. The love. Now, number two, what is the next point there? Galatians 5, verse 22. Joy. Let's talk about joy a little bit. Joy. Joy. The Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit dwells in you, the one thing we will know about your life is that you are a person of joy. I'm not talking about person of joy when money, big money, enter your account. I'm talking about joy unspeakable. Even in the midst of crisis, you have joy. Even when money is plenty, you have joy. You see, I was telling the brethren living at our house, you know, sometimes you just need to be, you know, as parents, sometimes you want to shield, you know, your children from something. Sometimes, you know, we just have to be. I said, sometimes, do you know that in this house, it might just be $50 as a family we are living, but you never know. Always joyful. Always joyful. Always joyful. Always joyful. You see, money should not define your joy. Whether you have new clothes, you have new shoes, it should not define your joy. Whether you have a job or you don't have a job, it should not. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Tell your neighbor, when you have the Holy Ghost, you don't understand. Please say it well. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Find three people and tell them, when you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Now, do you have the Holy Ghost? Yes, I have the Holy Ghost in me. If you have the Holy Ghost, give Jesus a big round of applause. Do you have the Holy Ghost? 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 When you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Everything means everything. 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 When you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. You have everything. And that's why whether there's money in the account, there's no money, that can define your joy. Whether there is food or there's no food, that can define your joy. Now, look at the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 51. Let's talk about joy a little bit, and then we'll see how far the Lord will help us before our time is up. Let's look at the book of Psalms 51. Psalms 51, verse 12. Yes.
Restore unto me
the
joy of thy salvation.
So that means joy can be dispossessed of. People can have joy today and lose it tomorrow. You will not lose your joy. Anything that may be taking away your joy, I said you will not lose your joy. I command full restoration of your joy in Jesus' name. Parent, your children are not burden to you. No, your husband is not a burden. Your wife is not a burden. They are blessing. See them as blessing. Those of you that have your children at home with you, they are blessing. Don't say, their noise is even too much. They are blessing. You see, when you have the Holy Ghost, you have everything. Now, you may take your seat, sir. So, joy of salvation. When you have the Holy Ghost, one of the things we should know about your life is that you are a joyful person. Very always joyous. Always. I'm not talking about the kind of joy because you just received something. No, always joyous. Now, number two, under joy. Joy can be full. Your joy will be full today. I say your joy will be full today. Is there any pending prayer request you have in your mind, you have at hand, whether you are here this afternoon or you are at home? I say over that prayer request, your joy will be full. I say your joy will be full. Now let's look at the book of John chapter 15, verse 11. John 15, verse 11. Okay. When you have the Holy Ghost, the joy of Jesus Christ is in you. Go ahead. My joy might be full. Your joy will be full. I say your joy will be full. In this season, your joy will be full. Now, chapter 16, verse 24. Some people don't, thank you, sir. Some people don't know how to ask, and we are entering into a few seconds of asking. They don't know how to ask. You see, brethren, if you don't know how to ask, ask the Holy Ghost to help you. Now rise up on your feet. Ask. 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 Ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Ask. Ask. Ask that your joy might be full. Some of us are two churches that we no longer even ask. We are too used to God. Ask. There's a place to ask. There's a place to bind the devil. This is the time to ask. Ask. This is your season, come and reign. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Spirit of truth. I was sharing it with the ministers. There are some things that I don't want to share here. You see, last week Sunday, of the miracles that the Lord wrought in our midst. Ask! Ask. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, put my life in order, make my life your home, make my life your home, make my life, make my life your home, your home. Make my life. Maybe over your career, over your marriage, over your marriage, over your children. Now, if you don't know what to ask, ask and say, Lord, no more empty seats in this church. Ask that God will grant all our student academy success. Ask. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You may take your seat. Joy in heaven over the life of a soul won unto God. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. When you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, You should have joy. And your joy no man will take away from you. Now, Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Likewise. Okay. Now, thank you, sir. Now, look at it. You know, I was reading, when I was reading this scripture, I asked myself, is there no joy already in heaven? There is joy already in heaven. But the Bible said, over one sinner. That is why in this hour, we must not stop at pursuing over soul. We must not stop at preaching righteousness. We must not stop at reaching out to the lost. Because the moment we are bringing joy to heaven, there will be joy here. The moment we are bringing joy to heaven, there will be testimonies here. You see, as a man, naturally, I want to go to a place where I find joy. I don't know if anybody wants to go to a place where you get to that place, you are just sad. No. So if we bring joy to God, then He will bring joy to us. I pray for you this afternoon that your life will bring joy to God. I say your life will bring joy to God. In the name of Jesus. God's house, where can we find joy? When you come into the house of God. Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56. Yes, Isaiah 56 verse 7. Okay. Amen. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. For all people. So when you come into this house, it's a house of joy. I pray for you as you are sitting down here, whether you are at home or whether you are here, your joy will be full. No man will take away your joy. Don't allow COVID-19 to take away your joy. Don't allow your present situation to take away your joy. Don't allow where you are right now to take away your joy. Don't allow the news that you are hearing to take away your joy. Don't allow anything to take away your joy. Your joy is a gift from God. Don't allow anything to take it away. Tell your neighbor, don't allow anything to take away your joy. Don't allow anything to take away your joy. Now, let's look at John chapter 16, verse 22. Verse 22. No man will take away your joy. I say no man will take away your joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You may take your seat, sir. Now, next. Now, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Last week we talked about peace. A little bit, or the previous week. Peace. As a church, every believer needs peace in his or her life. You need peace. You need peace. And that is the work of the Holy Ghost. When you allow the Holy Spirit a place in your life, then He gives you peace. When you serve the Lord, He gives you peace. When you depend on Him, when you trust on Him, He gives you peace. When you lift up your hands unto Him and say, Lord, there's no one that can help me, He gives you peace. He said that then my peace, which passes all understanding, will come into your mind. Now, let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Let's read from verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yes, you're trying. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yes. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. But in how many things? But in how many things? In everything. Go ahead. Okay. With thanksgiving. So instead of worry, what are you supposed to do?
When you, instead of worry, what are you supposed to do? Pray. Make your supplication known unto God. Now read verse 7. And the peace of God. The peace of God. I'm not talking about the peace of man. The peace of God will flood your mind. The peace of God will fill your home. The peace of God will fill your life. In the name of Jesus. And we declare peace all over the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. You see, the peace of God is that which passeth all understanding. Shall keep your heart. It shall keep your heart. Now, not only keeping your heart and mind through Jesus, through Christ Jesus. So the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and it shall also keep your mind. So when people are talking about COVID-19, you know you have the peace of God. When people are talking about global crisis, you have the peace of God that all shall be well. And I pray for you, all shall be well. All shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Now let's speak one more. Let's speak one more. Now come back with me again to that book of Galatians chapter 5. Deeper works of the Holy Spirit in your life. Read verse 5. Okay. No, from verse 22, sorry. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. Go ahead. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You may take your seat. Now, let's look at faith. Faith, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You want to live a holy life, you need faith. You want your prayer answered, you need faith. You want to make it to heaven, you need faith. You want to be able to perform miracles, you need faith. You want to graduate as an outstanding student, you need faith. You want to understand the word of God, you need faith. You want to hear how the Holy Spirit speaks, you need faith. Everything we do as believers is by faith. By faith. By faith. Verse 6 of the same chapter said, it says, that, okay, you can go ahead and read. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Go ahead. When you pray, believe that He has answered your prayer. When you pray, believe that you've received your miracle. Go ahead. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may take your seat. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet with me. Rise up on your feet. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Your faith. Your faith needs to grow. Faith is one of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ is looking forward to in the book of Luke chapter 18. Now, I want you to begin to talk to God as you go into this week. Begin to talk to God as you go into this week. I don't know what is that thing that you have asked the Lord for. And as this anointing oil, whether if you've received the anointing oil before, you don't have to receive. But if you want it double, that's fine. There's no problem with that. So as we take this anointing oil, begin to pray that all this fruit of the Spirit, whichever is lacking in your life, will begin to manifest. 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 As you take this anointing oil, as you take it, the fruit of the Spirit will not be missing in you. The work of the flesh will not prevail over you. Your heart will not break down. In the name of Jesus, you will have abundance. In the name of Jesus, your eyes will be open. In the name of Jesus, your eyes will be open. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
everything you have asked from the Lord, they are granted unto you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.